Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra. This episode features a conversation with Pat Taylor, Finance Director for Capital Area District Libraries.
COVID-19 has had a huge negative impact on state and local governments. We at the Capital Area District Libraries have received questions on how it's impacted us financially. Joining me to talk about that is CATL's Finance Director, Pat Taylor. Pat, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Our listeners may be aware of CATL's primary source of funding through our operating millage that they see on their winter property tax statements. But what are other sources of revenue for the library?
Right. So our primary source of revenue is from property taxes, like you mentioned. People do see that on their tax bill. It's about 90% of our revenue. And it's, of course, based on a millage that is 1.56 mils that has, as you know, been the same since 2006. And so that represents about 90% of what our revenue is. But the other 10% comes from various sources. They include things like penal fines, state aid to libraries, fines and fees that are collected for overdue items at our locations and through our website. We have an investment portfolio that generates income for us as well. And then lastly, we take in donations every year too. So a combination of all of those things is about $1.3 million and represents 10% of our revenue budget.
State and local governments are bracing for the financial impact that the pandemic will have on their budgets for this year and also future years. How has it impacted us for 2020?
Well, we don't know the full extent of this yet, as we're just kind of still at the beginning stages of this. But what we do know is that, or what we're anticipating is that, several of our smaller revenue streams will be impacted negatively because of the pandemic. So things like penal fines, which are, you know, tickets that are generated by, police patrols and the Waymaster, we expect those to be down just based on the level of those that are currently being written. State aid, we're expected to be down as well. We've been kind of notified by the state that due to their enormous budget deficit that they're looking at for the remainder of this year and even into next year, that we can expect our distribution from them to be smaller. And of course, fines and fees, that those are generated on an ongoing basis. So since the library has been closed to the public, we've not been collecting those like we normally would either. And then lastly, our investment income is impacted fairly dramatically as well due to the reduction of short-term interest rates, which at the beginning of the year were in the 1.5 to 1.6% range. Those, as a result of the pandemic, have been reduced basically to near zero. They're actually at 5 basis points or 0.05% is what the Fed funds rate is at right now. And that has a pretty big impact on the amount of investment income that we generate on an ongoing basis. So kind of a combination of all those things, we're thinking that we'll probably see a reduction of maybe $250,000 to $300,000 for 2020.
Sure. So you can kind of see, well, we might not be impacted on the level that some state and local municipalities are under, but it's no one's escaping the impact of the global pandemic.
Right. No, not at all.
And I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what do you see looking at the next couple of years, what the impact will be?
Yeah, well, what I see right now is that I feel very lucky from the standpoint of, our primary revenue stream has not been impacted by the pandemic, at least not to this point. So we feel, very lucky and grateful that we're not going to see a reduction there, at least not in the short term. And we're really hoping that some of our other revenue streams like penal fines and, fines and fees, late overdue fines and fees, will return somewhat to normal next year. The state aid component of our revenue is really a bit of a crapshoot right now. We don't kind of really know what the state is thinking, so we're really waiting to hear from them about the overall impact there. But we do know that interest rates are expected to remain very low for the next, at least through 2020 and most likely through all of 2021. So we will definitely, expect that income stream to be dramatically reduced going into next year.
Sure. And we've been through tough economic times before. I mean, looking back to 2008, 2009, and 2010, does this feel different or look different?
Well, it definitely feels a little bit different. You know, I back then in 2010, as you remember, and as the management group here remembers, that it was a dramatic impact to us because it was what was impacted was our primary revenue stream.
So yeah.
We actually saw a reduction of over $1.5 million during that period of time, which is an enormous amount of revenue loss. So in terms of the scope of what we're looking at now, it's dramatically smaller, but as an organization, you know, we continue and always have believed in living within our means here. So that is something that we will continue to strive for. We've always been able to, you know, make accommodations for reductions like this by, you know, tightening our belt when we need to. We've reduced our expenses. We've found creative ways to generate efficiency within our organization. And those are the kinds of things that we'll continue to do to, you know, live within our means and to stay within a balanced budget.
Yeah, and you brought up the great point. We have not raised our operating millage since 2006. And so even though we've been through a recession before, we were able to live through that as an organization. And so we'll see what the impact will be for us. But, you know, I'm confident that as an organization that we can look to see where we need to make those cuts and what's needed, and we'll live through it.
Oh, absolutely.
And during regular years, but especially during tough economic times, we talk about the value of a library card. Could you talk about the money that library card users can save if they check out as low as just one item a week?
Yeah, sure. So just checking out one item a week, whether that be, you know, a physical book or a download or a, you know, book on tape or something from the Library of Things or, you know, some of the other services that we offer, like, you know, meeting rooms or other things that we do. Those all, you know, obviously have value. What I tell people all the time is, you know, just one item a week, if you had to buy those things, typically would cost you, you know, $15 to $20 a week. And if you project that over an entire year, you know, you're looking at spending, you know, probably somewhere between $750 and $1,000 for all of those things. Typical residential taxpayer in Ingham County is paying, you know, somewhere between $90 and $100 to support the library through this millage that we have. So you look at it from that standpoint, you know, use your library card once a week, save yourself $900 to $1,000 a year. You know, you're paying in $90 to $100. That's a, you know, you're getting 10 times on your money. That is a fantastic deal, no matter
it
how
is.
You slice that up.
That is fantastic return on investment, and in a way, especially for any listeners who are thinking about areas to cut in their budget and using your library card and checking out our items, it would be a way to save some money.
Absolutely.
And Pat, I know you're a sports fan, and with little to no live sports happening right now, give our listeners a recommendation for something that you're either reading, you're watching at home, or you're listening to.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I really miss live sports for their return. As you know, I'm a huge basketball fan. But in the absence of all of that, there has been some things on to watch. I definitely watched the Michael Jordan documentary on ESPN.
That was great.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. I read a lot of autobiographies. So kind of during the pandemic, I got an opportunity to read Kobe Bryant's autobiography, called The Mamba Mentality. Really good. Cool. Like a lot of people, I've been some stuff on Netflix. Got some really great series. I watched Ozark, a lot of twists and turns in that.
Yep.
And as you know, I spend a lot of time too reading and following the financial markets. So combination of all those things.
Those are some great recommendations, Pat.
Yeah, thanks.
So joining me today was Cattle's Finance Director, Pat Taylor. Pat, thanks so much for joining me today.
You're welcome, Scott.
Don't miss another great interview. Subscribe to the Cattlecast podcast and share it with a friend.
Hi, it's Sherry Jones with some good news. Capital Area District Libraries has reopened with contactless item pickup. Reserve items by placing a hold online or by calling a branch, then just schedule a time for pickup.
Member and staff safety is the number one priority,
so cattle will remain in compliance with CDC guidelines. For details about their contactless service, safety measures, and more, visit the library's website at cadl.org.